Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. That's Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6. And it reads as follows. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is part 4 of the series on the Beatitudes. Part 1, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Part 2, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And part 3, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, are all available on the GLC website. Let us begin. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The word blessed means to be joyful, nourished by God's goodness. It is our goal as Christians to be blessed by God. We should be living our lives to receive God's many blessings. God extends us grace and mercy by blessing us even though we all fall short. We should be very thankful for this. Amen. The scripture states that blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. The word hunger is a verb which means to have an eager desire for something. This has nothing to do with being hungry from lack of food. This type of hunger is inside of us. It is an hunger that can only be satisfied when that eager desire within us is fulfilled. In our lives, we have this type of hunger in many different cases. Let me give you some examples. Number one, we have an eager desire to be accepted by others. We tend to go out of our way to make sure that people like us and want us to be around. We spend our time and money attending events or becoming a part of something so that we can fit in with others. Does this sound familiar to anyone out there? In other words, we hunger for acceptance. Number two, we have an eager desire to do things our own way. We tend to make our own decisions and not take any advice from anyone, even though they may have more knowledge of the situation than we do. This is especially true when it comes to the will of God. If you want to make God laugh, just go ahead and tell him what your plans are. We tend to make our own decisions and then we seek God to fix it. We should ask God for his will, then we won't have to ask God to fix it. We hunger for total control in our lives. Third example, we have an eager desire to be loved. No one wants to feel unloved, whether they want to admit it or not. We tend to hitch, pun totally intended, our hopes and dreams on a person who may not be right for us because we just want to be loved. The divorce rate is climbing and some marriages are ending in 5 years or less. Just like the old song, we'll be looking for love in all the wrong places. We are eager to get with someone, so eager that we tend to look for love where love really doesn't exist. Yes, we hunger for love. Here's example number four. We have an eager desire to make money. Let's face it, saints. No one wants to live from paycheck to paycheck. Finances or lack thereof will keep you up at night. Amen. I'm a witness. I can say from experience that being poor is absolutely no fun at all. Living from paycheck to paycheck is absolutely no fun at all. I don't find any joy in it, and I'm sure no one else finds any joy in it. All we want really is money to be able to pay our bills and to be able to enjoy life. We all have an eager desire to change our financial portfolio. So we hunger for more money. I have given you 4 examples of having an eager desire in our lives. The next word in the scripture said thirst. Remember hunger and thirst? The word thirst means to crave vehemently and urgently. Wow, that takes an eager desire to a whole different level. When we hunger and thirst after something, it becomes an urgent necessity. We will not stop until we have reached our goal. There's an absolute sense of urgency to it. We will not let anything or anyone stop us from what we are eagerly seeking. We crave and desire for this thing to occur. We will not be satisfied until we have fulfilled what we urgently desire for. This brings us to the word righteousness. The meaning of the word righteousness in this scripture is those who actively seek right standing with God and to be morally right or justified. Well, this brings up several questions. Number one, do we hunger and thirst after righteousness? I have given you examples of other things that we hunger and desire and thirst for. And it is human nature to hunger and thirst after those things. Number two, do we actively seek God and want to have right standing with God and to be morally right or justifiable? That's a good one. I'm going to leave that alone. Number three, do we want to be blessed, meaning to be joyful and nourished by God's goodness? Well, yeah, I would say that everybody wants to feel that way. And the last question I have we made God our priority in an urgent way? Yeah, I mean, we all pray. We all seek him to a certain degree. But is it any urgency to it? Is it something that we absolutely, positively have to do no matter what? There's the difference. That lies the question. Saints, it is human nature to seek after other things. We can't help it. We were born this way. But it is the nature of God to seek after him. So how do we seek after God? The million-dollar question. Well, firstly, you can't seek after someone or after God if you don't know who he is. You must be in a relationship with him. That is step one. It is impossible to seek after anything if you don't know what you are seeking. That's the first thing. Secondly, once you are in a relationship with God, you must have a change of heart and mind. Remember, it is not human nature to seek after God. God will be happy if you ask him to change your mind and change your heart. He'll be pleased. He'll be real happy to do it. It'll be his genuine pleasure, trust me. Next, you must be willing to let God change you. Now, that's where the rubber meets the road. God's plan is much better than our own. God has our back and always has our best interest in mind. Sometimes we do things and we think we have our own self-interest and best interest at heart. But it doesn't turn out that way. Well, with God, it always turns out that way because he always has our best interest in mind. Bear with me, saints. Now, this letting go and letting God thing and seeking him and asking him to change you is not an easy process. But trying to obtain the things that we hunger and thirst for as humans isn't easy either. In order to accomplish anything with God, you must first have faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Wow. Okay, let's talk about that for a second, okay? There's a lot to digest. First of all, you got to have faith in God. Why go to God if you don't believe God can do what he says he can do? Also, You got to know that he is a rewarder if you diligently seek him. I mean, with an urgency. This is scripture. To hunger and thirst after righteousness should be our number one priority. The last part of our scripture for today mentions that if we truly seek God, have hunger and thirst for righteousness, he said, then we shall be filled. Well, what will we be filled with? That's another question. Well, saints, God's Spirit and many blessings is what we will be filled with. We will become more godly after we seek him, and his ways will become our ways. Interesting. So what happens to us is that we no longer hunger and thirst after the things that we think we need. We hunger and thirst after righteousness, which God is, and he will fill us with the things that we really need to hunger and thirst for. You see what I'm saying? We have it all backwards. So, saints, need you to do me a favor. Remember this scripture, okay? Which says, quite simply, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, heaven knows, Lord, that we need you this day. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for this word, Lord. Help us, Father, to have a diligence, a urgency to seek you, Lord, to hunger after you and thirst after your righteousness, Lord. We want to be upstanding, Lord. We want to be what you want us to be, Lord. Help us, O Lord. We know when we thank you for the reward that comes with it, Lord, but you know, if we just simply seek you with all our heart and hunger and thirst after your righteousness, everything's going to fall in place. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that as we transition and get to know you better and seek you, that you'll help us with this transition. Father, we understand it's not easy, but Lord, you can do all things. You can lighten our load and lighten our burden. Father, we thank you for this word. I repent, Father, for there have been times in my life where I haven't hungered and thirsted after righteousness. Please forgive me, Lord, and forgive us all, Lord, for we all, every last one of us, fall short in this area. Father, I pray your will be done with this word. May you be glorified with it, Lord. Thank you for using me. And I pray, Lord, that this word will touch many and draw, they will be drawn to you, O Lord. Be glorified, Almighty Father. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, saints, I wanted to ask you a question, if I may. And it has everything to do with our salvation. You know, it is very important that we are saved. Our scripture tells us, Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's someone listening to this word that stumbled upon this website that may be wrestling with that very question. They may not believe quite yet that Jesus is Lord. So I just say the sinner's prayer for you, which is, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Saints, if you pray that sinner's prayer, you are saved. You've repented and everything. And I praise God. So if you hear two voices in your head, one saying, well, I can wait till tomorrow or the next day, I'm in a rush. Then you hear the other one says, please come. Listen to that quiet voice that says, please come. And accept Lord as your Savior. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen.